In this service of baptism, we have the presentation of the little baby daughter of the Reverend Craig and Mrs. Emma Dennison, little Felicity Margaret Amy Dennison. This service of baptism is not a service to persuade anybody concerning the validity of infant baptism. That's not our purpose this day. This is not a service to convince men and women of this matter. It only matters that the parents are persuaded of the validity of infant baptism. And of course, that the minister administering the ordinance also is persuaded. That's all that matters. This service is to administer the ordinance, not to persuade concerning its biblical validity. This service is to present to God this gift, this new addition to the family, and this new addition to our congregation here, and the family, and the session of the church. I appreciate your attendance and your waiting behind for this after meeting, whatever your views on baptism. The Shorter Catechism has the question and answers 94 and 95. What is baptism? Baptism is a sacrament wherein the washing with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost doth signify and seal our engrafting into Christ and partaking of the benefits of the covenant of grace and our engagement to be the Lord's. To whom is baptism to be administered? Baptism is not to be administered to any that are out of the visible church till they profess their faith in Christ and obedience to him. But the infants of such as are members of the visible church are to be baptized. We read some portions of God's holy word. I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. And they brought young children to Jesus that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized, and her household, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house, and abide therein. And she constrained us. And then Isaiah 44, verse 3, which especially I leave with the parents today. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Now here's a promise to godly parents. Here's a promise to God's people, if they will believe it. And if believing it, they exercise their lives in obedience upon it. God has promised to pour his Spirit upon your seed and his heavenly blessing upon your offspring. And this ordinance that we are to carry out this morning pictures this promise. Believers are here. Your seed and offspring is here presented in this ordinance, and this promise accompanies it. Now, baptism is a beautiful thing in the Church of God. It's a lovely ordinance. It is what the Bible calls a sign and a seal. That was a name given to circumcision, and that is the same name that is given to baptism, we believe. A sign and a seal. A sign is a picture of something. A sign is a picture signifying truth. And the sign of baptism signifies God's gospel, his gospel covenant. It signifies and pictures what God does to sinners. Because we're all as an unclean thing. The day we were born sinners. And this little baby has been born a sinner, as we all have. But this sign pictures what God does for sinners. Now, the water baptism itself doesn't carry it out. It's a sign. But it's not only a sign, it's a seal. And by that we mean it's a pledge. It seals a word. It seals a promise. And in marriage, there is a seal. There's a ring. There's a wedding ring. And that seals the whole thing. The promises that have been made. And in baptism, God makes the promises of his covenant. And the ordinance is a seal, his ring, if you like, pledging that. He gives a promise of salvation. He gives a promise of cleansing. He gives a promise of the putting away of the sins of the flesh. As the water is applied, it pictures that. It pictures cleansing and washing. But it doesn't only picture the cleansing and the washing. It pictures him who engrafts us and unites us to Jesus Christ. Because the Spirit of God is poured out like water. He is poured out upon all flesh. And Christians have received the Spirit of God in their lives from above. And the water baptism portrays that. The Spirit coming from above into their lives, uniting them to Jesus Christ as they believe in the Savior. It is, as the Catechism says, a seal and sign of our engrafting into Jesus. It tells us the need to be born again from above. And so it's a visible pledge that God will do that to them that believe. And so adults who have been in unbelief all their lives and who come to faith in Jesus and believe in him are baptized. And so the gospel is presented in this ordinance. All need cleansed. Christ alone cleanses. You must believe in him. And if you believe in him, you will be saved and washed. And in adult baptism, this ordinance is a comforting thing. It assures the believer. But I believe also, as does Mr. and Mrs. Dennison, that this pledge can be applied to the children of believers, even as circumcision in the Old Testament was applied to the children doesn't mean they are saved. Doesn't mean necessarily that Felicity has faith yet. But their parents do. They are in covenant with God. And the promises to them and to their children and the pledge can be applied to their children. They're welcome to the wedding ring. They're welcome to the sealing ordinance because God has promised them, I will be your God and the God of your children. I'll pour out my spirit upon your seed. He's promised it. And they believe that. And they know that the pledge applied doesn't save little Felicity, but it puts her under the obligation to believe when she comes to the years of understanding. And her parents are to teach her to believe. They are to encourage her to believe and to love Jesus and not reject him. And in the meantime, this is your promise. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. And you are called to be like Mary. Because Mary was given a promise concerning her seed. And Mary believed. And she was told there shall be a performance of those things which have been told you from the Lord. And you also are to believe. For there shall be a performance of those things which have been told you by the Lord. And so the parents will come forward then with the little Felicity and also their son Josiah and their eldest daughter Aphia. Because the ordinance requires the nature of a promise and a vow, because it's covenantal and therefore it is solemn. And therefore we would ask the congregation to stand, please, in the presence of God. They ask the parents three questions. Do you confess your personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
We do.
Do you acknowledge the fallen and unclean nature of your child and her need of the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ and the regenerating grace of the Holy Spirit? Do you commit your child to God in baptism? And do you promise to raise up her in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord and to teach her God's word and to pray for her precious soul? Having answered these questions satisfactorily, now come to the baptism. I baptize you, Felicity, Margaret, Amy, Denison, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank thee for this little gift. We do commit her on to thee in this ordinance. May thy blessing be upon her. May she ever be under the shadow of thy wing. Keep her in all her goings. Keep her from harm. Keep her from the wicked one. Keep her safe and secure. And create faith in her heart. And bring her to believe in Jesus and to love him and to serve him and follow him. And may her life be committed and dedicated to him all her days. And may at last she go into the heavenly glory to be with thee and with thy church forever and ever. Amen.